Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is indeed
Friday!
Here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Elf say, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, beginning hour number three. And let you know, real quick, programming note. Here today, gone tomorrow, because it's Saturday, obviously. Here today, gone tomorrow. Bet for the Cycles on tomorrow. Noon to 4 on the BetQL Network. Myself and Cody Decker will be talking college football during the day. Pretty freaking awesome, if you ask me. Be here Monday, be here Tuesday, and then your boy is gone with a capital G. Next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the entire week after that is I'll be down in the FLA, both getting hitched and then celebrating the getting hitched. That part very exciting. I will miss you all. I will genuinely miss you all.
He will not give any of us a second thought, and nor should he. This is a joyous time.
That's entirely untrue. Not only will I, but I will also have you know that I have already told the lady friend, not super thrilled about it, but that next Wednesday there's a chance that we'll be getting on the road a little bit later than we wanted to on Wednesday to head down to the St. Augustine.
I mean, I just think it's a bad move. I mean, we do need to talk about it later, but I think it's a bad move for you. But that's
no,
fine.
It's not.
I think it is.
I will drive into and through the night if that's what it takes. Because
it's I don't know, man. It's just not a good way to start things. I'm just saying.
I have priorities in my life.
Okay.
This would be one.
All right. I'm giving you my opinion.
As of right now, we are scheduled to. And this may change. We don't know yet. These things sometimes fall apart last minute. Hopefully they don't. I will say they have been very good about once they put it on the books, it's on the books. Lonzo and I scheduled it next Wednesday morning to have a Zoom interview with the one, the only L.A. Knight. Yeah! Which we will then play for you when we get back from vacation.
Listen, I just, you know, it's...
Yeah, so we'll hopefully have that done next Wednesday.
I bowled too hard yesterday. My right arm is not working well. I apologize.
I want you to know I've already got like 40 questions written out and power ranked for what to talk about with this guy.
So you're saying you don't need me?
No. Why would I not have you to talk to L.A. Knight? Yeah,
because if we have that many, you have that many questions. You know, we probably only have time for three.
And it depends on how much he talks. We've had guys that give
come
us
on.
Much. I'm not worried
come
about
on.
That.
Come on.
I'm not worried about that.
The other possibility, that other one, that would be the problem, but I've actually heard that person do interviews too. I don't think we'd have a problem with either one of them actually speaking a lot.
The fiance texted the show and said, oh, L.A. Knight's more important than me. She texted the text line.
See, I'm on your side. I think it's a bad move. Stop.
I am not saying, oh, I'm pushing the wedding back half an hour for L.A. Knight. I'm saying I'm pushing leaving back, like leaving to drive down there 20 minutes to talk to L.A. Knight. And the answer is, yeah. How many times does that come around? How many times? Hey, lady friend, quick question. If I told you that this was for Spencer Rattler, would you be okay with it? You damn right you would.
I don't think
right?
you would. And you're putting yourself at disadvantage right away. And I just don't think it's a good move on your part.
So what do I do?
Putting yourself at disadvantage.
Say sorry, L.A. Knight. Don't have time for you?
Yes.
No.
Yes, that's what you do.
It's a legend.
You know what he's going to notice? Nothing. He'll just move on to the next interview. Now, after the interview, he's going to say, man, those guys were awesome. But he won't know that he missed it if he misses it.
You think I'm not going to drop that on him? Hey, man, I'm gonna be in a fight because I'm here, but this is important? Come on. Of course I am. All right.
If it was Drew McIntyre, maybe she'd be okay with it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. If it was Drew McIntyre studio, she'd be like, no, we're not leaving. I'll be there, right? And then the week after that, again, fingers crossed, we will get the opportunity to do an interview with the one, the only Tiffy Time, Tiffany Stratton.
I'm just going to say that if you don't show, I'm not doing the interview. So, I mean, you know, so we will look bad for WWE if you say you're going to be there and you're not there.
Oh, I'll be there.
Because, you know, I'm not good enough to do an interview on my own. So
Don't you worry. I'll be there.
I've been told I'm not very good at all. So I can't do it.
No one has said that. So,
well, yeah, they have.
We will let you know.
Probably some listeners out there right now are saying that.
We'll let you know when and if we get those things officially scheduled. Right now, they are more than tentatively scheduled. We will get there. All right. It is, it's 8 o'clock. Let's do the audio blitz, or at least a part of it. We may have to run some of these back later on in the show. I got some stuff I want to give you. Best audio from the last couple of days. Have you seen this, this thing about Joe Burrow and the water bottle? Well, he got asked about it yesterday. Can't say I've seen that or know what anybody's talking about. Joe B says, what'd I do? I picked up a water bottle funny. Look, it wasn't just that. It was also him kind of doing the wrist, my wrist hurts thing that Lonzo's been doing all morning. All right? Banger.
Now I lost.
2-1.
Wow, the show's not over yet. I can't do that or I'll start crying.
Joe Burrow, a lot of people saying this weekend.
Dude, it slipped in his hand, like I said the other day.
It wasn't just the water bottle. Because the water bottle was supplemental to Joe B in the huddle with his throwing hand doing this on a surgically repaired wrist in a game where the passing offense stank. But he did not have T. Higgins. He did not have the best version of Jamar Chase. So the passing offense was already hampered. But then I got him out there tossing ducks and rolling the wrist around.
So if he rubbed his shoulder or his knee or something like that, or rubbed his head, it would have the same effect.
It's his throwing hand.
No,
man.
What I'm saying is he had surgery. He's recovered from it. It's probably a little achy.
I mean, maybe so. But do you not think if you're a Bengals fan and you got a quarterback out there throwing ducks and he's rolling his wrist around, you don't go, uh-oh?
Hey, you remember before the internet, when people, even though they might have been highly scrutinized, we didn't have to hear about it from every single angle. So his wrist is a little sore. I don't think that was the problem. The problem is what you just said. He doesn't have his receivers.
We're going to find out. But I
hopefully we won't find out this week. I hope his wrist hurts this week.
I don't think that that Bengals fans are wrong for being concerned.
I just found the response this week, right?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming now that they're playing you. Yeah. Yes, I have the schedule memorized for the weekend.
Well, I mean, you're talking about that player, so I would expect you to know what his next game is. I'm just sorry.
Logan Webb is a pitcher for the Giants. He's on the same team as Blake Snell. Earlier in the year, Blake Snell threw a no-hitter. We talked about it on the show because you'll remember Blake Snell also had a game going where he got yanked, and instead of staying on the field celebrating with the boys, he went into the clubhouse and he was playing PlayStation.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turns out that's kind of a thing he does all the time, as Logan Webb explained when asked about the post-game celebration of Blake's no-no. Blake Snell celebrated his no-no.
Was that Chris Rose? Was that Chris Rose?
I don't know who it was.
It sounded like Chris Rose trying to act like playing a video game is so, he was playing a video game? Shut up, Chris Rose. And if it wasn't you, shut up anyway.
Blake Snell tosses the first no-no of his career and does so, as was pointed out. Blake Snell's not a guy who makes it to the sixth inning very often. He's a guy who's going to dominate you for six. He's going to give his team the opportunity to go get up on you 4, 5, 6, nothing. Throws a no-no, goes back, and immediately picks up the sticks and starts playing 2K. I don't care about that. I get it. I don't care about that. What I love is Blake Snell getting on 2K, beating up at a bunch of kids and talking to them. Hell yeah! Big Blake Snell guy over here now. As Michael Jordan didn't once say, but is told on the internet that he did, them kids. You're coming into my world, son. You're on the internet playing video games. You're in my generation made this a thing, not yours.
Okay.
Talk that, Blake Snell.
How often do you get to do that when you're playing online?
Constantly. Constantly.
Because you're winning? I'm not very good.
I'm playing Call of Duty. I'm playing Rocket League. It doesn't matter what I'm playing. If I hear a voice and it's a little squeaker on the other end and I get you, I am talking mad to that kid. All right? Listen, the kids of today, they wouldn't have survived a 2007 Call of Duty public lobby, okay? You wouldn't have survived the things that got said about my mother when I was playing games at your age. So now you're catching the heat from me and Blake Snell in 2024, children. Talk that, Blake. Yes, sir. Hey, speaking of quarterbacks that maybe are hurt, but we don't know if they're hurt, and maybe it's a problem, but maybe it's not. There's another one going on. It's not just Joey B, Joe Burrow. There's questions being asked about Kirk Cousins after the Falcons stank it up in week number one. One of the things that was very interesting was that Kirk Cousins was spending a lot of time out of the pistol formation. Pistol being the shotgun, but the running back is behind you. Now, the pistol is a versatile formation because obviously it allows you to kind of the somewhat degree hide which direction the running back's going to go. The problem is it requires the quarterback to be able to go left or right. And ordinarily out of the pistol, a quarterback is going to have the same setup as he does out of the shotgun. But Kirk Cousins was straight facing the center. He was squared up to the center, which is unusual for quarterbacks. And a lot of people started asking the question, is Kirk Cousins dinged up? He got asked that question at a presser.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think anybody who's writing off Kirk Cousins is doing so at their own risk and prematurely. That being said, I've also said I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to have near the numbers in Atlanta he had in Minnesota. Not because he's not good, but because he just had generational talent in Minnesota he doesn't in Atlanta.
Sounded like a genius there. I mean, how is he playing poorly right now? At least he knows
what. Did you watch week one?
He knows what he needs to do, and now his body just has to perform the way his brain does. What an amazing football mind.
Listen, I am, even with him being an Atlanta Falcon, I am Team Kirko, all right? Big Team Kirko guy. Why? Because we're both dorks. We're both Costco and Kirkland's bros. Big Kirkland guy over here. In fact, I got to go there later on today. I got to get some new shirts.
I thought it was Kohl's.
And Kohl's. Big okay, Kohl okay. Cash guy. Okay, all right. Kirkland, Kohl's, Costco. Big Kirk's guy.
Is Kirkland a brand at Costco?
Kirkland is a brand at Costco.
Okay, all right.
All the flannel I've been wearing the last year or so, all Kirkland.
Yeah, you better go early because it's Friday. You ain't getting out of there for an hour.
All my liquor is Kirkland brand now. I'm a big fan.
Wait. So the people who make clothes also make liquor?
Kirkland makes everything. Kirkland doesn't make everything. Kirkland basically takes from other brands, repackages it, and redistributes it at a discount. Big fan. You're still getting like Kirkland brand vodka is Sky vodka. Big fan.
I was going to say that happens at every grocery chain. They don't actually make those can those vegetables themselves. They just relabel them.
Correct.
Green Giant or something.
Big Kirkland's guy, big Costco guy, big Kohl's guy, whatever. Me and Kirk. And the fact that my man, when asked about it, was like, well, back in 2012, I did this and I had these. Like, he's a nerd. I love this guy. I think people are writing him off prematurely. I don't think he's going to have the numbers he had in Minnesota. But I think if you were saying, oh, he's cooked, he's done, he's out, I think you're going to have a real bad time. Finally, while we're speaking about marital disputes, have you heard what my man... Mr. Buck did. Joe Buck was down in Mexico with his wife. They decided to go play some golf. And Joe Buck, I feel like, you know what? I'm just going to play the clip and then we'll all talk about it.
Hey, congratulations on having that kind of power. I mean, the fact that you're able to shatter a human being's ankle bone?
So I learned a lot.
Joe Buck's got some power.
I learned a lot about this, and I'll start with this. You know what? It shockingly takes very little pressure to break a bone. Honestly, I didn't know. I assumed you had to, like, drop a cinder block. No, it really doesn't take that much. If you apply it at the right spot, bone shatter's pretty easy. But here's the take that I walked away from this. I saw this pop up online, and I'm like, yo, what now? She goes on to say that it wasn't just the bone that broke. When the bone broke, one of those bones sliced a nerve in her ankle. They had to go surgically repair a nerve. Like, she's going to have nerve damage in her foot the rest of her life, yada, yada, yada. Weird story. And everybody's like, oh, Joe Buck's going to live in the doghouse. Can we talk about it? No, he's not. No, he's not. He didn't do anything wrong. She's doing a handstand on the end of a tee box while a guy's hitting a shot. I'm sorry. I'm sure your handstands were adorable, Michelle. But if you do a handstand in front of a guy that's about to hit a golf ball, it's kind of your fault. All right? Joe Buck doesn't live in the doghouse, and I'm glad to hear because she defended him. She's like, hey, freak accident. I'm not mad, whatever. But the internet started going off on Joe Buck like, oh, doghouse, dog. I can't believe you did that. Ma'am, I'm sure your headstands were adorable when you were dating or whatever. But, like, you went to the end of a tee box in front of a guy who's about to hit a tee, about to hit a drive, and are just randomly breaking out handstands on a golf course tee box? Stop.
Dude.
Joe Buck's not the doghouse.
You're missing the whole point. Way to go, Joe. She's obviously very agile. That could be advantageous in many places.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm sure that she does the handstands for encouragement. From Joe Buck. I'm just saying, I need the internet to not beat up on Joe Buck. He gets enough crap as he is just for doing his job. I need him not to cast Joe Buck into the doghouse for something that, not the time or place to be doing handstands. Michelle, not the time or place.
Stop it, golf elitist. Have fun.
That's not even a golf elitist.
It's a recreational activity. It's not even a sport. Go have fun.
First off, it is a sport. Diesel. Fake diesel. The point here is, I don't need Joe getting the heat for his wife doing a headstand on a tee box. What do you think's going to happen? If I run in front of a guy hitting a drive, I expect to get knocked out.
Am I Kane now?
No, you're okay, I get it now. Dr. Isaac Yankum, executive producer. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back, talk some more football, look at the NFL slate, give you some picks and thoughts. 9 o'clock, the fellas from Moving the Chains will join to discuss the high school football slate coming up. Well, what's left of it. Had a lot of games last night. Couple more around the state coming up tonight. We'll talk about that and more on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's the Fan Upstate. Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Football Friday. Do make sure you stay tuned later on today. Wire to Wire with Diesel and Bumpers coming up from 3 to 7 this afternoon. They're going to go down into the slot.
Wait. I thought it was Cole. Is he being replaced?
No, his name's Bumpers now. I need all of you listening to the show. And don't tell him I told you why, but just start texting him and be like, "What's up, Diesel and Bumpers?" Yesterday when we went to our bowling event, or for me, when we went to our psychologically induced anger session, I sucked yesterday. We went there, and our buddy...
You got to commune with your fellow employee, though.
That's the only thing I enjoyed, to be honest with you. We got there, and Cole Bryson came by. He had about an hour with us before he had to split to go up to Greer. By the way, congratulations to the Yellow Jackets. A 23-year losing streak to the Burns Rebels came to its conclusion last night. So congrats, because I know we got a good little audience up there in Greer, mainly because I woke up this morning to like 7 DMs from Greer fans like, "Yo, can the Yellow Jackets get some love tomorrow?" You're damn right you can. Congrats, Greer. So, we got there, and Cole comes up, and he's like, "I'm not going to play." We talked him into playing, and Odie, the Irishman, who you can hear on WORD, especially on Saturday nights from the Upstate Pulse, 7 to 9 p.m. on Brother Station.
By the way, he has his own show on Sunday nights from 8 to 10 called Sunday Nights with Odie Fitzgerald. So you should check that out, too.
What does he talk about? I haven't gotten a chance to listen. What does he talk about?
Some of which you might like, but most you would not.
Politics?
No, it's a mix of everything.
Okay.
Which is what he does, yes.
Okay. I'm gonna give a shot. I love Odie.
He is much more unhinged on Saturday.
I love Odie.
Yeah, because he's in a room full of crazy people,
yeah.
And that usually tends to lead to things.
I think the only time that I've ever made Zoe on the radio genuinely nervous was the first time I got to go sit in with Odie on a show. It was great. Anyway, Odie is hilarious. Without telling Cole Bryson, he put the bumpers up so we could all make the jokes about Cole needing bumpers, except for Cole totally needed the bumpers. So he played one, and I didn't know you could hit the bumper so many times per throw as CB did, to the point that I told him, "You know I just call you bumpers now. So what I need you all to do is during Wire to Wire today, when you text the show at 71307 and start your text with fan like you should for this show, and we'll come to your text here in just a minute, I need you all to, without telling him I told you to do it, I need you all to refer to him on the show today as Bumpers. I need you to call it Wire to Wire with Diesel and Bumpers and just let that roll for a hot minute.
I got called his dad yesterday because I was yelling at him because he kept trying to throw the ball while the thing was still down. It's like, stop doing that.
I'm pretty sure Cole's never been bowling before. At least that's the vibe I got. Pretty sure he'd never been bowling before.
I was gonna say something mean, but I'm not. Because you're already upset about it.
Old Bumpers.
The fact that he beat you.
With Bumpers!
Bumpers, yes. Hey, we all would have did well with Bumpers.
Old Cole.
Especially yesterday, because it was a gutter fest for a while.
I was booty yesterday.
Yes, Cole, from now on, Bumpers. Ooh, if I were inventive, but I probably would get in trouble, and I am inventive, I could go in and change all of their liners to say, "With Diesel and Bumpers."
I'm not saying you shouldn't.
That would get me in some kind of trouble. But you know what? I have a way to cover myself, and we'll strike this from the record. I will replace the voice guy with Rob saying Bumpers, so it'll look like Rob did it.
I'll just do it.
That works.
That's hilarious. Are you kidding me? I might say in our daily promo for the weekend, the Rob Brown Show returns on Monday. And don't forget to listen to Wire Wire with Diesel and Bumpers every weekday from 3 to 7 p.m. on the Fan Upstate.
When do you know how far is too far? I don't know.
When Cole fights me.
Okay, all right.
When Cole fights me. Jadeveon Clowney talked yesterday. Of course, we had the Panthers still rebounding. We'll go real, not real late, but like a little bit late here. For two reasons. Number one, because Jadeveon Clowney's awesome. And number two, because he gave me the next Rob Brown Show soundbite. Jadeveon Clowney asked, "What happened on Sunday?" And he said this. Jadeveon! Now, in fairness, I do love that he started with, "I wasn't impressed by that offensive line." You know what I didn't say to Rashad? How about my boy Diadus, who was, doing that. Diet Ooze was just a fuaga, just laying folks out. That's the mentality I need out of this team. What did I say to Rashad yesterday? I don't really care about the X's and O's against the Chargers on Sunday. I care that you come out and fight. Show me that you got some grit. Show me you got that dog in you. Jadeveon Clowney and the defense take that that approach. They might have a shot back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Big college football weekend upcoming. Had a couple of games last night on deck. The Arizona State Sun Devils knocked off Texas State 31-28. Northwestern State over South Alabama 87-10.
I know you're having a day and everything, but you said Texas.
Yes, it's the name of that state.
Is it?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All Arizona right. State beat Texas State.
Okay, I was just making sure that I heard you right. So, okay.
87-10. They decided to play a 6-minute fourth quarter just to get up out of there. Not a good night for the Northwestern State Demons. The Jags just did everything. 365 rushing yards, 257 through the air.
I was going to say, you would think there would have been more yardage in a score that high, wouldn't you?
I mean, a lot of short yardage situations, I believe. We got two games tonight. UNLV is at Kansas. The Rock Chalk Jayhawks, a 9.5-point favorite. Kansas State and Arizona is a top 20 matchup tonight. The Wildcats on the road at Bill Snyder Family Stadium in the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas. That's a 20-14 matchup in that one. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we all lay down for a lovely night's slumber and wake up tomorrow to watch College Game Day emanating from Columbia, South Carolina. A couple of games tomorrow that I'm intrigued in. I will start with this one. We got an SEC Big Ten matchup right out of the chute. The number 4 Alabama Crimson Tide had a bit of a fist fight on their hands last week when they took on the USF Bulls tomorrow afternoon. They are on the road up at Camp Randall taking on the Badgers of Wisconsin. I am intrigued in this contest because I want to see how Bama responds. Last weekend got a little dicey. They needed some late game heroics to make it work and get out of there. Now, they ended up winning by a score that felt a little bit lopsided. Game was dramatically closer than it needed to be for the Crimson Tide. It took Jalen Milroe doing Jalen Milroe things late in the game for Alabama to eventually pull away. What do they do when they go take on a whiskey team that is trying to be included in the Big Ten conversation? What do they do against the whiskey team that is known for doing what USF did, which is beating you at the point of attack, which is beating you at the line of scrimmage? That is what South Florida did to Alabama last week. Will Wisconsin be able to do the same thing? I think this game is massively impactful because I will have to acknowledge that as much as I absolutely believe Kalen DeBoer is the right man to follow Nick Saban, I think they made the best possible hire, to be honest with you, in bringing Kalen DeBoer down to Tuscaloosa. They need to go win this game. They need to go win this game. Not compete in this game. They need to go win this game. Oklahoma State's at Tulsa. LSU's at South Carolina. We talked a little bit about that one earlier. We will give you, coming up in the next hour, our official picks, prognostications, projections for this one. Suffice to say, I absolutely think it is a game South Carolina can win. But I do think they're going to have to be pretty close to perfect to make that happen. And I also think it's not going to hurt them any if LSU makes a couple of mistakes, as LSU did last week against Nicholls State and certainly did in week one against the other USC. So we'll talk about that one. As far as top 25 and interesting matchups, Michigan, after their L against Texas last week, is hosting Arkansas State up in Ann Arbor. Memphis at FSU. Here is very interesting, something that has developed over the past couple of days. Remember last week when this line first went on the board, and of course this line first went on the board like a ways out because Florida State and Memphis, Florida State was off last weekend. When this line came on the board, Florida State was favored at home by 1.5 points. Florida State is now favored by 6.5 points, which means that either the folks at Vegas or the folks that are putting their hard-earned money down on wagers, they are not writing off the Noles quite yet. We'll find out if that is the correct call or not. Memphis, pretty good little football team, taking themselves down to Tallahassee, Florida. NC State coming off their loss has Louisiana Tech. Boston College, Mizzou is kind of an interesting story. Boston College under Bill O'Brien got themselves a big win over Florida State a week and some change ago, almost 2 weeks ago now. They've got a little momentum. And for the first time in a long time, Boston College is a ranked team, but so is Missouri. 24 on the road at 6 when Boston College visits Missouri. A game that I am a little bit surprised is being played at 3:30 in the afternoon. The Civil War, Oregon State. Now, preseason, I would have told you that on the list of rivalry games, this one I didn't really felt means a lot, or at least it didn't look on paper like it was going to be competitive. I do think it means a lot because the Beavs got left behind by the Mighty Ducks, who went over to the Big Ten and almost nearly condemned Oregon State in the Big 12 to a death sentence. So I'm sure there's a little bit in terms of a healthy rivalry of we want to send you back to the Big Ten with an L. It wouldn't have been interesting if Oregon was as good as I thought Oregon was going to be. Instead, Oregon is free-falling from number 4 down to number 9 in the rankings, despite not losing a game. Dan Lanning's Ducks don't really have the gas in the tank that I thought they were going to preseason. This is not just a must-win game for Oregon. This is a must-dominate and show we are who Rob Brown thought we were game.
Do you really think that players care about conference that much for that to be a thing?
Do I think they care about conference that much? Do I think they have pride in themselves? Do I think they're probably a little bit upset that a school that I'm sure at least some of them love got kind of made to look a little bit in a position of danger? Yeah. And if I'm the coaches there, remember Oregon State with a brand new coaching staff. If I am Trent Bray at Oregon State, I am 1,000% hammering on that. Hey,
really?
Yeah.
I just don't try
to find motivation even in dumb places where it shouldn't exist.
No, I get what you're saying. I just don't believe it will work because I have never heard about Pac-12 pride. I know Pac-12 doesn't exist anymore. They're now less than 12, but I've never heard about Pac-12 pride.
I am going to say lovingly, that's a you thing. I know a lot of Pac-12 fans.
I did say I.
Yeah, you did.
I said I like twice.
Yeah, you did. I do think it is a you thing. I know, for instance, former UCLA Bruin Cody Decker loves promoting the Pac-12, or loved promoting the Pac-12. Now he cusses it out for not existing anymore, which is, again,
so does he have the same pride in his current conference?
I mean, no, yes, I don't know.
Why not? So conference above team then?
No, but conference pride is still a real thing.
In the SEC, yes.
Oh, yeah. They're very special.
Well, it does mean more.
Yeah, I know. I've been told by some lady on a TV commercial a million times.
Ashley Judd.
Some lady. She don't get bonus points for being an SEC celebrity. All right?
Doesn't she, though?
I mean, she does when she's Ashley Judd, but I don't need her.
Okay.
You right. Just don't understand college football. I'm from Kentucky. You're from Kentucky, Ashley? What has Kentucky contributed to the SEC that you feel so much damn pride?
Basketball.
Ashley?
Basketball.
But, in all sincerity, what up, Ashley Judd?
Yeah, and you can't deny the basketball part.
I mean, I can now.
Well, lately, yes, yeah. But historically.
Okay, well then give some props to the Pac-12 who dominated college football for the first 50 years of its existence.
I can't because they don't exist anymore. Well, kind of, sort of.
You can still acknowledge them.
So is it like the Mountain Pack?
Listen,
is
I'm
is that what it is now?
The Pac-West. I am interested in that Oregon State game. For sure, Notre Dame's at Purdue, which wouldn't feel like much of a game. It's in Lafayette, Indiana, except for Notre Dame just lost to NIU. They do not have any more landing strips.
They've got Boilermakers.
No more runway with which to take off. Utah's at Utah State. That's a top 12 team in Utah. Utah State shouldn't matter out at Maverick Stadium in Logan, Utah, but it does because Utah doesn't have Cam Rising again. He is out. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the rest. Not a great college football slate this weekend. It's really not. Like, I pretty much just ran you through the highlights.
So, for South Carolina, LSU. I mean, that's probably, it might be the biggest game, right?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I don't get me wrong. I think part of the reason game day is in Columbia is
and
because.
Probably not big for other people, but big around here.
Oh, it's
so,
huge.
Yeah.
I do think it's big. I think it's huge for LSU as well. LSU loses this game. Brian Kelly might be on the hot seat that quick, just like that. All right, we'll talk more about it in the final hour of the Rob Brown Show after Lonzo. Enlightens, educates, informs, and exhilarates you with his sports flash.
My intros this week have not been good. I think his mind is elsewhere. The Atlanta Braves will start a four-game... Do better, Rob. The Atlanta Braves will start a four-game series against... It's not like he has something planned next week or something. Atlanta Braves will start a four-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight in Atlanta. Atlanta currently sits one full game back of the New York Mets for the final spot, with the Mets beginning a three-game series at division-leading Philadelphia. First pitch in Atlanta is set for 7:20 with rookie Spencer Schwellenbach dueling with Landon Knack. The attorney representing former Clemson and current Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has told the media that a meeting is being scheduled with the NFL to discuss the most recent charge of sexual impropriety. Tony Busby told reporters that the woman filing the report has two additional witnesses and a videotape. Hey, tune in tomorrow at 12:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Stetson Hatters. It's Furman versus Stetson right here on your home for Paladins football. It's us right here, the Fan Upstate.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.